producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, and as many of you have started out, calling at the beginning of an hour is an excellent idea. The Broken Lens Fix It segment today is going to be one of my favorites. And Manny, wasn't one of your favorites too?
Yeah.
The guy, the man who saved the world?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, believe it or not, that's not an exaggeration. This is the man who saved, who single-handedly saved the world. In about 25 minutes. Kevin, you get to save. We're going to save your world. How am I to help you?
Hi, Dr. Brown. So I have an email containing, it says a notice of pending class action and notice of proposed settlement. I guess it's... that says, receiving this email because you may have used LinkedIn's ad connections feature between December 17, 2011 and October 31st, 2014. So my question to you is this a legitimate class action lawsuit or is this a scam?
Probably a scam. What's the return email address?
It just says legal notice.
No, but if you hit reply, I'd be careful about it. And it depends what kind of information they ask you. Anything that asks for your...
All it says was, you don't do anything about it, you might lose some money.
Yeah. Well, that's just a come on. What kind of information are they asking?
I mean, they're just asking to submit a claim form. That's it.
No, but the claim form, what's on the claim form, Kevin?
Hold on, I'm actually driving.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Don't mess with it while you're driving, all right? But the two things to check out is what the return address is, because a lot of stuff looks real until you look at the return address. For example, it may say Bank of America. You know, you have there's an account in your name. And there's all this money in it. But if you hit the return key, it's something like Icky Doo Jerp. It has nothing to do with the Bank of America. When in doubt, you can call the Bank of America. Also, anybody who asks for your password, your address, your Social Security number, your mother's maiden name, that anybody... I actually called about a bill this morning and for some reason was diverted to this other number. And the guy says, your phone number has just been chosen. This is one of my credit cards. Said, your phone number has just been chosen to get a $100 gift certificate. Oh, and I said, okay, what's the catch? No catch. I just said, what's your mailing address? I said, if you're really my credit card company, you have my mailing address, and hung up on them. Because any information that your credit card company would have, if it's a class action suit, then they have information on you. You don't have to give them any information. Don't give anybody information over the internet until you check out who they are. And even then, I'd be very careful about it. So I would suggest that this is probably a scam.
Well, so when I click reply, it's still giving me a legal notice as a...
Well, then it's fake. Yeah. No,
and there's a claim ID, and it's got like freaking 12, 16 digit letters. And then
Kevin, my darling, listen, let me just give you a Brown rule of life. If something's too good to be true, it is.
That's what I figured, but it just looks so darn it.
Yeah, no, I would, if it's too good to be true, it is. And if they're saying LinkedIn, then get in touch with LinkedIn and say, is there a class action suit? Because LinkedIn, how could there be a class action suit? Because you don't pay anything for LinkedIn. The class action suit is presumably something that you deserve a refund because you were overcharged or that they didn't give what they promised. LinkedIn is a free service, so how could there be a class action suit suing them?
I think it's like the whole description of I think it's based on them actually passing out your profile on LinkedIn to third party vendors, and I guess what.
All right. Well, listen. Here's what you're going to do, Kevin. You're going to call LinkedIn, or you can email LinkedIn and say to them, or you can probably, I don't know if there's a phone number. Some of these email sites, like trying to get something changed on Google, good luck, but or on Facebook or any of those kinds of things. But I still haven't gotten in touch with Mark Zuckerberg. That's a joke. All right, so call LinkedIn or send them an email and say, you know, and forward this to them. Don't open it, but forward it to them and say, is this real? Because first of all, it sounds like it's probably not. Second of all, if it is, they'll let you know. And third of all, if my suspicion is correct, they want to know about people who are fraudulently getting information. My guess is what they're going to ask you for if you open that damn thing is some information that will give them access to either your accounts or your credit card or your emails or your contacts or something. So if when in doubt, Look what the return address is, look what they're asking you for, and send it to the company that allegedly is, I mean, it's LinkedIn. So get in touch with LinkedIn and say, does this have anything to do with you? Okay? Then you and I don't have to be experts. You're right. But again, if it's too good to be true, it is.
Okay.
All right? And scammers, yeah, you're right. Thank you. Scammers have gotten better and better at figuring out, you know, how to scam us. The whole thing of, well, you know, I have cancer and you know, just send me money and I'm dying. And as long as you send me my hospital bills, I'll leave you $12 million. Things have gotten a little more sophisticated because most people know about those kinds of things. But that's not to say that you can't be scammed. And it's not to say, I mean, basically, if something's class action suit, it's usually that you have to opt out of it. That a class action suit means that that you're included unless you opt out. So the idea that that you have to opt in is probably not accurate. So, but actually, I've learned this the hard way because my producers will say things like, "Joy, send it to me and I'll look at it." But the two quickest ways I know are to look at the return address, which quite often, and make sure you look at it carefully because these scammers have gotten much more sophisticated. And what they will do is they will have an email that looks kind of similar to one that's a legitimate one, but it's not really the same thing, all right? So when in doubt, look at the email and also look at what information they're asking for you. And legitimate sites won't ask you for things like your mother's maiden name or your social security number, that anything that can help people sort of identify you or steal your identity, you don't want to put on the internet in general. But certainly, don't do it. I mean, and all of us have gotten scammed probably at least once, which is one of, but again, basic rule of thumb, if it's too good to be true, it is. So don't do it. Right, Manny? I mean, all my crew is better at this than I am. Because I think, well, why would anybody scam me? Well, because you're there. Of course not. Why would they not scam you?
Of course.
All righty. So let's look. I thought because the amazing Mets, which have been semi-amazing, sort of
bigger
amazing. They've been okay. They had a lead, which they kind of blew, but they came through. They
knocked out my Dodgers last night, which was
yes, they did, and it was our pleasure.
Yeah.
And now we take on the curse of the goat, which I think we should all go get goat costumes, personally. I think that's what we should do. Maybe that seems, although most people don't even know what we're talking about, will they? We don't care. All right, so let's talk about the mascots that should be banned, and we could start with goats, which actually isn't the mascot. All right, so we look. All right, let's talk because we got because we're talking about Redskins and a place other than. All right, well, so listen, if you need to call me, you need to call me right now. If not, we'll talk a little bit about banned mascots, and I'll try not to be incredibly partisan about the Mets, but come on, they are a New York team. People said once when they were really delighted when the Mets and the Yankees played because it meant a New York team had to lose. Mean. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, 855-993-7569. So in honor of the amazing Mets making it into the playoffs, they beat Manny. Well, actually, they didn't beat Manny. But
they beat my Dodgers.
They beat your Dodgers.
He's my second favorite.
And our Dodgers, your Dodgers were our Dodgers at one point, too.
That's right.
In Brooklyn. So there you go.
Yeah.
So let's look at mascots, because the whole issue was the Redskins and deciding whether or not, and the Tomahawk and stuff like that, deciding whether or not that was racist.
Right, and there was the article that about California banning schools from using the name Redskins.
Yeah, that's where it started.
So we asked the question, what other team names or mascots do you think should be banned and why? We'll start with Tracy, and Tracy says, none. I am so sick of the political correctness bull poo-poo.
Oh, bull poo-poo is pretty politically incorrect. And why are we choosing the bulls poo-poo? Why aren't we doing sheep poo-poo?
Or horses.
Yeah, or cat, kitty litter, dog poop. Come on. Or just the just sort of general poopy head. I mean, poop is pretty politically, never mind, right?
Just going through these pretty quickly. Matt and Vince both say, well, Matt says none, Vince says zero.
So, wow!
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have, I want to see you guys as sports memorabilia. I think they're, all right, fair enough.
Marie says none. I agree with the above comments. My goodness, everyone is getting so sensitive. There are many other pressing things that should be looked into, like the economy, mental health, education, help our first responders, or help to our first responders and our veterans, et cetera, et cetera. Wake up, America.
What does one have to do with the other? But, okay.
Amy says, I don't understand how Redskin is okay, and I won't even dare type the N-word. I get tired of our politically correct world, too, but this is clearly disrespectful. I wonder if it were changed to Natives, as in celebrating Native Americans, how that would be received.
No, we call them Indigenous people now. We don't even call them Native Americans.
Yeah.
In fact, down by me, there is a museum called the Museum of the American Indian, which I was really surprised because it only opened about maybe 3 years ago, and it's out of the Smithsonian. And, in fact, the museum in Washington, which was a brand-new building and opened maybe 7 or 8 years ago, is also called the Museum of the American Indian. And I was kind of surprised, but that's what it's called.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't – it would seem to me that offensiveness is in the eye of the beholder. And if for example, you – people said, well, I hate shrinks, and I really hated that word. That would be one thing. But one of the things, I actually refer to myself sometimes as shrinks. I used to say therapist, and people would say, can I have a back rub? So, I don't view it as pejorative. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, one person's pejorative. We can all be sensitive about different things. And, you know, I think it's okay to say I'm not offended by that term. I don't think it's okay to say you shouldn't be offended by that term. I mean, I think that's the difference, that if I don't think one person can say, you know, man up, that's, you know, I don't want to be politically correct about something that describes you. I think you're allowed to say it about yourself, but not about somebody else.
Yeah. Last one here from Dan. I'm going to have to be careful here, too. Dan,
how many words do we need to edit out?
Well, I think just the last one here. Okay. He goes, I'm hoping the next expansion has a team called the Huntsville. And then the H word that is used to describe, that has historically been used to describe Caucasian people, which I'm not going to say because I'm just not sure if we're able to say.
I don't know. That one I've never found particularly offensive. Can I say it because I are one?
I say it just because I don't know if, you know. If
well, I think the word I assume is honky, right?
Yeah. I just wasn't.
Which sure. I think is a term that, in theory, African Americans have used to describe whites, which I suppose the intent is pejorative.
Right.
But, you know, I don't actually understand where it came from.
Me neither.
Let's see if I can find something. I don't find it particularly offensive.
Right.
But maybe that's just because I don't understand it well enough. I mean, you know, you know me, stupid and cheerful is kind of.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, you have, University of North Dakota used to be called the Fighting Sioux, and they had to have that nickname removed from their athletic teams, and now I think they're actually in the process right now of deciding what their new nickname is going to be. But for the last couple of years, they basically, University of North Dakota had no nickname, and they took away the Fighting Sioux nickname. Huh. And yeah, so
right,
there's a lot of controversy
says,
behind it.
When I went to Urban Dictionary, it says honky, the scum of the earth, a perpetual liar, deranged monkey with delusions of grandeur, but doesn't say what the derivation is.
Hmm.
Apparently, the words that are related, cracker, which is very nice, whitey, I don't know how whitey, white, the N-word, believe it or not, is supposedly a related, cracker, which I suppose is cracker, redneck, honky, the N-word with an A,
yep.
Black, racist, I guess because they're associated, white, boy, Caucasian. Caucasian would be viewed as, I guess it's just related. Racism,
oh, okay.
White people.
I was going to say, how would that be? Because that's...
Like, white trash, white person, yeah. The B word. I don't know. The whole thing seems... It can kind of get out of hand.
Yeah, it can. I mean,
I just wondered where
just
the term
so many,
came
there's,
from.
Yeah, there's so many different words, and
let's see if
some of those
find.
Words are interpreted differently by different
well,
people.
Those were associations, apparently, so you can understand the associations. Let me just
right.
see. And they had different spellings on it. Let's see if I can find derivation. Because you know me, I love... Do you know where Red Light District came from?
Is that something in New York?
No, Red Light District usually refers to where hookers hang out.
Oh, well, yeah.
And the idea
okay.
was that the last car in a train was the caboose, and they had the red light on it so you could see where it ended.
Yeah.
And that's where the hookers would sort of come.
Okay,
and
yeah.
the word hooker actually came from the name of one of the, I think, Civil War generals who allowed women and families to come behind the soldiers. And some of them were, you know, marriages that were condoned by the bellhop. And so they got known as Hooker's Army and hence shortened to hookers.
Hmm.
I know. All right. A derogatory term. The word originated from the practice of white males wishing to hire African-American prostitutes and going to the appropriate part of town while honking their car horns to attract the hookers.
Hmm.
Some versions state that the reason for this was that the white men were too afraid to actually stop in those neighborhoods, so the honking would bring the hookers to them. Others say that since few African Americans could afford cars back that time, the honking signaled a higher paying white client would quickly gain the hooker's attention. Or from honky tonk, which was used as early as 1875, as close as 1920s, a wild saloon in the Old West. And also hunky and talking about immigrants. But I like the first one. Car. You had to have a car. 855-993-7569, the man who saved the entire world. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week again where we talk about events that impact many of us as opposed to just a few of us instead of our own backyard or our own office or our own neighborhood or even our own city or our own state. Today's subject literally concerns not only the entire world, but the extinction of the entire world. I have with me Peter Anthony, who's the director of an extraordinary documentary. It's a documentary called The Man Who Saved the World, the untold story of a Russian soldier who saved us from nuclear destruction. All right, Peter, as I said, I've seen this movie, I loved it, but you tell people, you give them the background here.
Okay, the background is that back in 1983, when the Cold War was at its height, you know, Russia and America was really in a deep fight against each other. 3 weeks before the accident that I'm describing, there's a Korean airliner called 007 which is being shut down. And there's a lot of kids getting killed, and also a U.S. ambassador. So, you know, it's, the world's really on the teeth of brink, on the brink of war right at this moment. And my hero, called Stanislav Petro, he's 44 years old. He's a lieutenant colonel, and he's the head of the space program. And he's supposed to look at the surveillance systems and see if there will be any incoming missiles coming from the U.S. And he's not supposed to go and work this night. That's a fellow officer who is calling in because he's sick. So Stanislav had to take over the shift. So he leaves his wife, who is dead sick of cancer, to go to work. And suddenly past midnight, he hears the alarm blaring and he sees a missile coming in from America, a nuclear missile. And he has 15 minutes to find out if it's true, false, if it's a false attack or not. So he goes through all of the system. And going through all the system, he finds out that this is a true missile attack. But something inside of him, his gut feeling says it's not a real attack, because he had this feeling that why should America only launch one missile and thereby, you know, risking starting World War III? So he calls up and he's lying and telling the Kremlin that it's not a true attack, because he feels deep inside there has to be more missiles coming in. And as soon as he's about to hang up, four more missiles are coming in, and suddenly he has five missiles coming into Russia. And that's how the story starts off.
All right. Wow, what a great... You should do this for a living. All right, so let's backtrack a little bit. We have this guy who seems by all measures to be kind of a perfectly good guy, but nothing particularly extraordinary about him. Yep. And it's an accident that he's there. I mean, that was the thing that sort of made my stomach hurt. And that what I was also impressed by, having worked on the space program, is how complicated the whole NORAD, their equivalent to our NORAD system of, you've got people who are listening, people who are looking at different parts of the country, people who are on the satellite, are tracking the satellite, people who are trying to... it's enormously complicated. So,
All right.
So I don't want to... obviously, we know the ending because...
We're still alive.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
So first of all, I think you described the brinkmanship very effectively. All right. So first of all, how did you recreate this? Which I thought the recreation was extraordinary. How did you get Russian actors, American actors? Who did you get to reconstruct? And I thought they were, you really felt like you were sitting there. This didn't feel like a movie. It felt like you were sitting there watching people make life and death decisions.
Yeah, what I did, before I made films, like 15 years ago, I was trained as an architect. So I sat down with Stanislav and drew the whole building, the whole Nexus called Sabikov 15, where he was working. And he had like a 200 people underneath him, you know. And so we actually sat down and to every single detail described how the building looked like and what people who was working there. And I had asthma, so I never went to the military in Denmark. So I had to learn the whole way they were speaking in his group. So we did that, and then we recreated the whole one-to-one scale. Built it all of it, you know, with 200 people on the set in Ukraine. No, not in Riga, and with Russian actors. So that's how we did it.
Did the Russian government know you were doing this?
The Russian government, we couldn't do it in Russia, first of all, because we would never be allowed to film in Sabikov. And it was also burned down like a couple of years ago. But I don't think that the Russian government loved this story, I must admit, because even though Stanislav, he saved the world from nuclear war, you know, he still showed that there was, this accident still showed there was a mistake in the system. So,
well, and we think of what we did, the Russians. Go ahead.
So what we did instead, we just spilled it off in Riga. and then we flew in Russian actors and also used Russian actors who were living in Riga.
You really do feel like you're there. And, we think of Russia as being even more bureaucratic than the United States. The civil servants in Russia are even more bureaucratic because the risk, here you can get fired for disagreeing with somebody. They can get shot for disagreeing with somebody, or so we believe.
And they all didn't get to the gulag at the time. That's what's also very common, like the concentration camps they had in the working camps they had in Russia.
So, and the whole emphasis on this was everybody else saying, look, we're following protocol. This is what happens. This is what you have to do. And,
yeah.
And so how did this one man sort of find the, I mean, as you point out, with one missile, he could make the logical argument of, well, you're not going to launch a nuclear war with one missile. But then when the other four come in, where, how do you think, do we know, I mean, in the movie, it kind of implies a little bit that he's saying, I don't trust the computer. Because computers were relatively new then. I mean, they weren't that new, but they were still, no, everybody didn't have personal computers and everybody didn't have smartphones. So do we have the sense of why he actually decided? Because I had the sense, let me ask you the question. I had the sense when I was watching this that there was a part of him that didn't trust the computer, but what he was really looking for was an excuse not to be the guy that said, look, it's one thing if one country, and it's my country, you know, it's Mother Russia, but does that mean that we really need to revenge Mother Russia on and wipe out civilization? Do we think that was it, or is that just my perception or my projection, I suppose?
I think working with Ben about 10 years, I still haven't found the totally 100% true answer that he has given me.
Yeah.
And that's also great. It makes it very mythical.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes it helps. You have to understand, back in Russia at this time, this is the 83. I was born in 71, so I remember this time. Back in 83, you were not, because of due to communism, you were not supposed to be religious. But it was illegal to be religious.
Right.
But at one point, Stanislav, he felt that he had a sign from above. And he don't want to describe to me exactly what it was. It was God or a sign from above. But it was definitely something from out of sight that told him, don't do this. Then, of course, he also has the feeling that he was an engineer. So he also was calculating, you know. I mean, also has the same question. How can you destroy the world when you know they're going to strike back, you know? It's like the whole consensus of the mad back at the time. And for the listener who can remember about mad, it was about, you know, if we have so many missiles in Russia and you have so many missiles in America, we won't fight because then we can destroy each other.
Yeah.
The
idea was that we'd only use nukes as a defensive posture.
Exactly. So there's so many different reasons why Stanislav didn't do what he did. But I think why he didn't do it, because he's a very complex person. I think he's one of a kind, no doubt about it. I was talking to Bruce Blair in the U.S., who's a Minuteman launch officer, and he told me if I was told to just fire the missile, I would never ask the question, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't care about the consequences because I was a soldier. So
following orders. Just following orders, yeah.
It's amazing. It really is.
Amazing is exactly the right word. Literally awesome in the real sense of the word awesome. So the Russians didn't publicize this at all.
Well, no, what happened was, first of all, I thought, like, how can this be the true story? Then I found out, you know, I don't think that it's in the media, actually, yet. But I found out a couple of years later, when I started off this story, that the way the story would get out to the world was because Stanislav, he couldn't tell about it. At this time, the listeners have to understand, if Stanislav told what he was doing, he would get killed.
Yeah.
State secrecy. Even not his wife thought he was in the air defense system. She told him he was working with the pilots. She never knew about this incident.
He never told his wife?
Never.
Wow.
That's keeping a secret.
Wow.
I mean, this is really tough Russia 80 style. But what happened at one point is that as a four-star general, who actually in my movie also, you know, he was supposed to give Stanislav a medal, you know, for a big bravery. But suddenly they got really afraid, like, who will they blame for their mistakes in the system?
Let me stop you at this moment. We'll come back to who do you blame and who this guy really is. My guest is Peter Anthony, who's the director of The Man Who Saved the World. He's going to tell us more about it in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking about the man who saved the world, and I'm talking with the man who saved the man who saved the world by making this extraordinary documentary. All right, so we get that the Stanislav Petrov didn't even tell his wife. He was about to get awarded a medal, and they because Russia is not a democracy, and the idea is if we admit that somebody saved the world, we have to admit that somebody could have screwed up, and we're not going to do that. So this whole story, I had heard rumors about it, but I never knew the particulars. All right. So how did you find out about this story?
First of all, I read a newspaper in Denmark about the story, and then I looked it up, and there was an NBC Dateline, like 15 minutes.
What year are we talking about?
Oh, this must be like 10 years ago. Okay. I can't really remember. It's such a long time ago.
Yeah, but 1983. I mean, it was at least 10 years ago would still make
it. No, it's 10 years from now. It's probably,
Yeah, in the 2000s. Yeah. So we're talking about at least 20 years after the fact.
2007, yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But suddenly when I was working with the store, suddenly I found out, like one evening I was told that, you know, Stanislav told me it's because I thought, so you never told your wife? No, of course not. I mean, I could get killed and she could get to jail. I mean,
that is shocking.
Yes. And then what happened was that actually this four-star general who was supposed to give Stanislav a medal, who suddenly sacked him, you know, so he lost his pension. He felt bad about it.
From being a hero to being an outcast.
Exactly, you know. It's really heartbroken. And then he wrote his memoirs, this four-star general, telling, you know, so prouder that there's a man called Stanislav Petra who saved the world, and we have never been so close to nuclear war. So suddenly the journalist knocks on Stanislav's door, and his wife opens the door, and they say, like, oh, your husband saved the world from nuclear war. And he says, no, it never happened. And then he closed the door.
Wow.
Because he thought the government was testing him.
Yeah.
That's how the story came out.
A scam.
Yes.
Entrapment.
No, that's a true story, but that's how.
Describe this as a miracle, which it sounds like from, if you look at it from, like you say, even the American who said, I would have pushed the button.
Yes.
All right. So,
I can tell you one thing. It's very amazing. I was talking to some lead figures within the Christian society and within the Muslim society. And I found out the only thing that Christians and Muslims really can agree upon is that we shouldn't have nuclear weapons. Because I don't think that man should have to take the decision. Only God or Allah.
Yeah. So, I'm with you. Yeah. Look, and after looking at the thing in Mecca today, I mean, it sort of makes you believe that maybe we're supposed to get a sign that, okay, folks, we need to take better care of each other. All right, so then we get to meet Stanislav, who is not, I mean, one of the interesting things about this is a guy that saved the planet, because as he points out, both of us could have killed each other 1,000 times over. And once the button was pushed, there was going to be no going back. There's no saying, oh, it was a computer error. It's done. So now we get to meet Stanislav, that we want to think is a warm, cuddly guy who is the antithesis of warm and cuddly. So tell me about Stanislav.
Stanislav is wonderful because he's a very complex character.
Yeah.
He can be one of the most grumpy person I've ever met an hysterical person in my life. And then he can be the sweetest man. And that's why I think it's so heartbreaking to tell a story about it, because he's just an ordinary human being. You know, he could be like a homeless man living on the street that you just walk by and you never think about him. And suddenly you find out this man has just done such a gracious thing.
Well, and he is so complicated from a psychological standpoint. He's not warm and fuzzy. He has issues with his mom, which I thought, how did you get him to talk about that on camera? I thought that was extraordinary.
It took me at least 5 or 6 years. It's still a story that he doesn't want to talk about. So sometimes, I never had problems with my mother. And then sometimes he has, you know, it's very difficult for him to talk about stuff like that. Many years and get very close to him.
And the young woman who was his translator, that was such a complicated relationship. And she became obviously so important to him.
She is, and it really happened out because I was working with Stanislav for 3 weeks, and then suddenly we got invited to the United States. And we couldn't afford to use the other translator we had because he got a new job. And then she had a friend, and she's called Galina, and she just went with us to the U.S. and suddenly started fighting in the taxi. I'm like thinking, wonderful, now I have a character in my movie, you know. And I felt
it's nice to know that the milk of human kindness is completely congealed once you become a director, right, Peter?
Exactly.
It's all for the dramatic arc.
Exactly. And what I really realized, because I never thought about that, suddenly you have two characters, an old grumpy guy and a young woman, you know, who doesn't even know about 83 because he was born after 83.
Yeah.
And suddenly I found out he can ask all these stupid questions that we didn't know about, you know. How was it at the time back in 83 and whatever? And suddenly just a wonderful relationship. Yeah, I really love those two people together.
Well, and it took a while. And it's not sexual. It's not like, you know, because in Hollywood they would take a 75-year-old man and a 24-year-old woman and they would be in bed together. These guys can barely tolerate being in the same cab with each other most of the time. All right, so we've got Walter Cronkite, Robert De Niro, Matt Damon, Ashton Kutcher. I think it probably hurt Matt Damon's feelings more than anything else, but how did you get those guys on board?
It really happen like this. Everybody think when they see my film, it looks like a Hollywood movie. But there's a lot of things that just happened, you know. I was also a little bit lucky with the film. What happened the first time was Stanislav was there for 3 weeks, and suddenly I have to leave his apartment. And he comes out with a big black plastic bag with fan letters, you know, from small kids from the U.S., 13-year-old girl from Oklahoma saying, thank you for saving my family's life so I could be alive today. And I was really heartbroken about it. And suddenly there's a fan letter say, K customer, and I think it's Columbia Pictures with $1,500. And I'm like, Stanislav, who's this guy? And he says, oh, it's just Kevin Costner. And I'm told him, why didn't you tell me? He said, you never asked.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I asked him, so, wow, isn't that great? And he says, yes. Because, and most funny thing is that Kevin Costner, he's the biggest hero of Stanislav. Because Stanislav saw a movie about Kevin Costner playing, the guy to JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think the film is called 13 Days. And he loved that movie.
Yeah. Also, No Way Out. Yeah. I mean, this is a movie everybody should see. So, Peter, look, if you're going to do a film about a miracle, then I think miraculous things should happen. It sounds like they did. This is really one of those things that will make you believe, you know, in karma, if nothing else, right? So the movie is out. How do people find out where it's playing? Do you have a website?
Yes, I think it's called The Man Who Saved the World Movie.com.
Okay.
Movie.com. I can't remember.
Let's see if I can find it for you. It's called the Russian Saved World Recall Decision 50-50. No, I don't know. If you Google The Man Who Saved the World, it will show up, I promise you. So Peter, do you have any more kind of cool plans for other documentaries that we should be looking for from you?
Yeah, I'm working on a couple of different stories right now. But first of all, there are fiction films that I'm working on now. But everything on true stories. and I'm probably going to go back to documentary again. But it was really, really hard to make this movie. So I just...
Well, 10 years, my goodness. Well, it's a wonderful piece. I thank you so much. And listen, when you can make my producer salivate, you've done a good job. So, Peter Anthony, go check out...
Thank you so much.
It was our pleasure. The Man Who Saved the World, The Untold Story of a Russian Soldier Who Saved Us from Nuclear Destruction, a true story. It'll make you believe. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.